Welcome to the Today's Leader podcast. Building tomorrow's best leaders, today.
Way to go, guys. Way to go. Keep it going. Good job, guys. All right, Paul. All right,
John, let's finish. John, let's go.
Good job, guys.
Hey there, it's Coach Curl here, and welcome to episode 451 of the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Now, we've got an absolute treat for you today, and it's one that you may not even know that you need. Leaders need to dance. Yes, you heard me right. Leaders need to dance. And today, I welcome Joseph Carella to the podcast. Now, Joseph has an extensive resume of success and achievement. He's traveled the world. He's won numerous awards. He's worked with major celebrities like Rebel Wilson. He's worked in Broadway, TV, done Vegas shows. You name it, it seems Joseph has done it. And this is an incredible conversation that has so many lessons for leaders. Yes, you heard me right. So many lessons for leaders. You know, three that quickly come to mind: follow your passion, be authentic, and dance like the world is watching. I love that one. Dance like the world is watching. Lead like the world is watching. This may be a conversation that you didn't know you needed. And what excited me most about Joseph, apart from his absolute passion and energy for dance, is his venture called 567 Broadway. 567 Broadway, and it's an all levels dance fitness class, which is like a Broadway musical in your home that helps you get fit in your home or at the studio. It's an amazing business idea, and it's one that Joseph is relishing the challenge of putting together and making successful. So after a word from our sponsor, it's my absolute pleasure to welcome Joseph Carella to the podcast.
The podcast is brought to you by Think and Grow Business, the home of the Think and Grow Business Mastermind. If you're serious about growing your business, get serious and join a mastermind group today. Find out more at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au.
And it's my pleasure to welcome to the Today's Leader podcast, Building Tomorrow's Best Leaders Today. Please welcome Joseph Carella. How are you, Joseph?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm actually, it's a little bit different to what we normally do. Normally we're talking with leadership experts or CEOs, and you're a bit different. You're a talented artist. So share with the listeners the Joseph Carella story.
It's going to take forever. Now I'll try and sum it up really quick. Dance is a key foundation for me. So I started dance when I was about 7 years old. I'm no longer seven. It's been a while. But dance has been such a way for me to connect to myself when I didn't even really understand the benefits of what it was doing. But overall, it really helped me connect to my heart, connect to my soul. I think the arts in general, the creative arts, are really powerful and really amazing. And I think I know, even just like leadership wise, what you were saying, it really has taught me to step out of my comfort zone in different ways and continue to step forward and to lead. And if it weren't for dance, I would not be in the position that I am today. I'm a Broadway performer. I've done national tours. I've performed in Vegas. I've done the things that I've really dreamed of doing. And now I created a dance fitness company called 567 Broadway, which is a dance fitness class for everyone that is to Broadway music. So it combines dance, fitness, Broadway, but really it's for adults to find, create, step out of their comfort zone, to find their light. And I know dance is a really beautiful way, along with connecting to music, movement. But overall, I do try to create leaders in this world. I think we all, whether it's in your community, leadership is in our families, with our friends. It's a way that I think we all really deserve to be leaders in one way, shape, or form.
Absolutely. Great start, Joseph. So one of the things that I see with people like yourself, you've been successful, you've achieved your dreams. the journey is always really, really important. So how I always talk to people about enjoying the journey. So many people get fixated on what the end looks like, what the vision looks like, what the goal looks like, and that's fine because you need to have that motivation as you go through the journey, but you need to enjoy the journey. So when I look at what you've done, you've worked on TV shows, you've been on Broadway. Vegas must have been so much fun as a dancer. But now you've gone into another world of having your own business. So talk me through, initially, what drew you into being a dancer?
I mean, I love, with dance in general, I do have a love. I love it. I feel that love. I don't think, especially with anything in the performing arts, you really got to love it. And especially, like, I always tell people, if you don't, you're like, people are like, I want to be on Broadway, or like, well, if you go to New York and you truly don't love the performing arts, New York will chew you up and spit you out. And, you know, it's not an easy city at all. So I'm really grateful that I have the love, but what it's done for my life overall. And that's, and be, like you said, creating a company. Like, I created a workout video that was a journey. Let me tell you, that took me into a new position of leadership that I had never experienced before. There was a lot of money that went into that. It was really, I learned, there was lots of mistakes along the way, but I've learned that accepting that and not letting it get in the way, not being like, well, I made a mistake, great, now this is all, it's actually, it takes all those little quote unquote mistakes to really keep moving forward and say, okay, what can I learn from that? But the workout video is legal rights, production, advertising, make it, all of those things was, it really took me into my next part as a business owner. And now, especially with what I love doing, I try to share that message with as many people as I can. And that's my next chapter, is really figuring out how to take that more into the world, because that's my passion. Without passion, I've always followed my passion since I was a kid. So you said, really, like, why, what I love what I do. I've always been passionate. And whenever I'm passionate about something, I've always continued to do that. Even if people were like, I grew up in the 90s, and like the 90s in Phoenix, Arizona, as a male dancer, like in junior high, let me tell you, it was not cool. There was no TikTok. It was not cool. But I loved it, and I was passionate about it, and I was never going to let anyone take that away from me. And I'm not saying things were perfect, but by no means was I ever going to stop doing something because somebody else told me I couldn't do it. And that's what I try to help people understand as well for them, is how can you follow your dreams? Because you're going to have somebody along the way that is going to say something, or something's going to happen, or whatever it is. And how can we continue following our dreams and taking that next step, whatever that is. But I know for me, dance will be the way. It has always helped me in many different ways. It's not just about being a business owner or that I love it. It's helped me follow my dreams. It's helped me create new dreams. It's really interesting when you dance, when you get out that energy, when you connect to music, what it can do for your life.
There's just something really cool about people that follow their dreams of passion, with passion. So the way that I look at, you know, this whole concept of moving through life. So many people like yourself have a passion for what it is that they do, and that continues to drive them. And then you've got other people that it feels like it's a bit of a grind, that they're bashing their way through walls, that it's a struggle, but they're still focused on what that end result is possibly going to be. And, you know, I could, without trying to preempt what it would have been like, obviously, within the school, there would have been, I would imagine, an American high school, you've got the old cliche of there's sporting people, there's artistic people, there's musical people. Then you might have, in the real cliche of the revenge of the nerd sort of thing. But I think that there's truly a passion. There's something really cool about someone that can say, this is me and this is what I want to do and I'm going to do it. And I don't really care what you say or how you try and put me down or how you try and belittle me, or whatever the case may be. And I'm not suggesting that's anything that happened to yourself, but there's just something cool that people have that passion that continues to drive them forward, Joseph.
Yeah. I mean, passion, I think, is the root of it all for us. I was talking to somebody else earlier of just like the evolution, the human evolution, like, you know, where we are now, and even with technology and creatively, it just we're really in an interesting time of evolution, and we're going to continue to grow, and things are going to continue to evolve. And I know that, I think that's the thing that I learned as a kid, is that I loved something so much, and then to hear people not like it was an interesting, and to people, you know, bullies. As adults, we have bullies. There is no doubt about that. And, but you know, when you follow that, when you follow your dream, when you follow your heart, you know, I'm not doing anything crazy. I'm dancing, and it can be crazy to other people because it challenges them, but that's not my business. That's not my business. My business is to continue to follow my heart. And I've seen really incredible things happen. And I'll sum this story up really quick. They're my biggest bully in junior high. And I'm grateful I can tell this story because it's something that impacted me. But my biggest bully in junior high, we wound up, long story long, he wound up apologizing to me. And he said, the reason I was being so mean to you, and he was a horrible bully, I'm not gonna lie, was that I wanted to dance. And so he was like, I wanted to dance, and now I would like to dance, and I really just want to apologize to you. So and he turned out to be a professional dancer, and like went on to perform and on television. And I remember when I was doing the show in Vegas, he was doing a show at the Bellagio. I mean, I would have never imagined that, but that's, I think that's the root of why I try to remind myself, like, I'm like, remember when that happened? Continue to not let all those voices, and continue to be a leader in my life. Cause leadership really does take pushing away all those things that people are going to tell you, even family, you're going to deal with family. Oh, you have this idea? Great. Oh, are you sure that's going to work? Is that something? Like, you're going to have a lot of things that are going to try to push it away. And you really have to hold on to your love and your passion, because that it won't keep going if you don't have it.
Yeah, I agree so much. It's just, you know, that whole concept that people don't necessarily understand or don't see what you see. And they try, and because they don't have that, and that story is a great story, because so many times, we feel like we're put under pressure, or we're being bullied, or we're being told what to do to conform, or whatever it is. And it's usually because the person that's doing the bullying has their own internal stuff going on, whatever that may look like. And they're doing what it is because potentially they're unhappy with what they're feeling inside. So that's a great story, and that really shares. And I wasn't expecting it, to be honest. I wasn't expecting the bully to become a professional dancer, but I think there's a story there.
Definitely. And there would, I didn't expect it either. And I have vivid memories of him bullying me in PE, and to see that evolution and of what it did. And I think that was a key lesson that I learned at that age, even though I didn't really understand, was, hey, look what happens when you follow your dreams. And, you know, I think that bringing those dreams to life, it is a journey. And it is, even for me with what I do, it's forever evolving. That's life. You know, I have to, I say that, like, that's life. I have to remind myself all the time. I'm like, it's okay. You know, it's it's going to evolve and grow. Dreams change, and keep following my heart wherever that takes me. Keep following my heart.
So I'm a regular visitor to New York, and I love the concept or the theme or the vibe that you get with Broadway, and I love seeing the people lining up in Times Square to get their cut price tickets, or whatever shows have got some shortfalls, or what have you. There's just this sense of you're in a special place. So tell me about Broadway.
I mean, I will never forget when I went to New York for the first time, like as a kid. And I'm, you know, I found love. I love New York City. I love what the energy, the life. It is a busy city, but I love what Broadway also the storytelling. I think that there's something real in storytelling in many different ways, whether it be like a fun, flashy musical to a really heartbreaking story that you see on stage, and watching people live in person, right there in front of you in the very moment, there is magic within that. And when you sit together in a theater and you hear the instruments and you see the set and you see the costumes, you get sucked in, especially when it's really good and it's the right formula, you get sucked into that. and how life-changing that is. I do not take any of that for granted. I know when I saw Phantom of the Opera, I saw Phantom of the Opera in like fifth grade at the touring show in Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah.
And that was my first real, like, I would say real introduction to a professional show. Yeah. And I remember the energy of the theater and you could, people like rushing to sit down, and then the lights went down. And then when the overture started, that like, da, na, 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 na. I was hooked. I was hooked. And that's when I knew I wanted to be on Broadway. Like, I was like, that's it. This is exactly what I want to do. But I remember that energy, and you could feel, everybody felt that energy together in the theater. So that's really the magic of not only New York with theater, but theater in general around the world. What that does to people, the creative arts overall, I think, are, especially now with everything, I think they're going to be a really powerful way to help people heal through everything that's happened, you know, these last couple of years.
We're going to have an amazing new appreciation for everything artistic. And one of my other podcasts is a music podcast, and me and a mate from another city here in Australia, we talk with unsigned artists who are putting music up on Spotify and just sharing their passion. And it's such an inspiring place to be. And it was interesting, last Thursday night we spoke with a young fella from Detroit in the States, and his dream is actually pretty much almost to turn his music into like a concept album, but in line with, you know, a musical or a movie type process, where the album just, there's a story being told in every song. And I just thought, that's big, that's huge. And and I think that where people are going to have so much appreciation for new art and how it can make us feel, because I think that there has been enough pain to last us quite a while, just quietly. So
definitely. And I mean, music is been one of the, obviously, the key elements for me with dance. Like, I would put on, as a kid, I would put on music in my room and just dance. And I encourage people to even do that as well to this day. But I think the art form of music and instruments is, like, it's, you know, goes back a long time. And that's the thing, is in this day and age, it's so easy to just go onto your phone and go onto any device and grab music, listen to music. But I really try to remind people to appreciate and connect to what it really does for people and what it can do. And something like there's storytelling. Music is just, especially with the story that it tells, it can really, I know for me, I think that's the main thing I can do, is tell people what it did for me. And for me, it has helped me and still helps me to this day of when I connect to it. And if I'm feeling happy, yay, like, I put on a happy song. If I'm feeling sad, maybe put on a sad song. It helps me process my emotions. And I think overall, the creative arts obviously do that for people. And like you said, I think with all the kind of the pain and the anxiety and the fear that we've all felt the last couple of years, we really gonna need art to help us process our emotions, along with other things. But art, this is, you know, history has shown that this is when art takes off even more. After all of that struggle, this is when art just becomes its own. And I'm excited to see how it evolves. Yeah. I'm really excited to see how it evolves.
Very much so. Just one last question before we start talking about 567 Broadway. I mean, Broadway, I would imagine, is very competitive. There's people walking, going to New York. They've got their stars in their eyes. There's only there's a lot of shows, but there's only so many shows, right? So there's going to be, I would imagine, a vast array of disappointment, a vast array of people that would see that their dreams haven't been realized. What's the vibe with that sort of a sense, with that sort of knowledge that it is, I'd imagine it would be quite cutthroat.
Yeah, I mean, it is really competitive, and you have to learn to stay out of the future. You have to, like, especially when you go into audition, you just show up, you learn to just show up and be your authentic self, do the best you can, and leave it there and say, hey, I did the best I could. Because you audition a lot. Like, that, at the end of the day, you always hear, like, you have 100 auditions, and, like, that's the one, but that, you get one. And then the one, though, could change everything. And I know that's what it did for me. It's like that's, you know, I had moved to New York. I'd been there for 6 months, and I wound up getting All Shook Up on Broadway. And that was a huge turning point. But I had been, you know, I have to admit, I had not been in New York for a long time, but I had no clue. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I had no clue about cold winters. I grew up in the Valley of the Sun, the hot desert. So like to go to New York, I was terrified and experiencing all these things. But the thing that I kept doing was you just got to show up. You got to continue to show up and not try not live and live in desperation either. Like I must. It's like I love, I think we talked about passion. It's like, well, follow my passion and let it happen. Oh my God, I just quoted Flashdance. That is Flashdance. I didn't even mean to, but it happened.
And I think there's so many stories there and so much a leader can take on board. The concept of just showing up, the concept of being authentic, your authentic self as a leader is just so vital, especially today. People don't like seeing fake facades. People don't like seeing the old bluster and bullshit style of leader that thinks that that's the way that they've got to go. People want authenticity. They want to see some passion. They want to see some genuine care and empathy. So I think that what you've just said is absolutely relatable back to what a leader should be looking at within their characteristics. So now on my other screen here, I'm looking at 567 Broadway, and A, where did the name come from? And then B, what an amazing concept.
Thank you. Yeah, the name came from, I was trying to think of different names at the time, but because you say 5678 in dance, 5678, and because you only count to eight, but I wanted to complete 567 Broadway. Like it's the eight of that. And the whole concept too is creating like 567 pop, 567 80s, like it continues to go. But yeah, that's kind of where the evolution of that. And then, it's been, I mean, I have not, it is, I've created it like 10 years ago. So it's been a while, and it's been a slow evolution of to where it is today, which is really exciting.
So fundamentally it's fun and fitness to a musical theme. Have I picked up on that?
Yeah. So 567 Broadway.
So it's not Zumba. It's not Zumba on a screen or anything.
Some people would say like the type is a Zumba-esque in a way in its own, because it is something for everyone, and that Zumba really has created a great program, something really for everyone that has gone around the world. So I respect that. But like 567 Broadway I call it a creative workout experience, because it's beyond just like working out. It is a tapping into your, it's like as if you're a performer doing this, but it is, you know, I'm not doing, you know, five pirouettes to like leaping down to the ground, and like it is dance fitness. So I'm using it as a way to get your heart rate up, doing squats, you know, to certain songs overall, like a reminding people like you're eight shows a week, you got to perform this eight shows a week, making them feel like they're a performer and getting into that fantasy, because that's what you do when you're on stage. You're pretending you're a part of that show. And everybody deserves to tap into that creativity. We wouldn't be creativity in many different ways. We wouldn't be here talking on a laptop, you know, or wherever we are on your computer, if it weren't for creativity. And I really try and remind people, no matter who you are, you can tap into your creativity.
I can only imagine you must be getting amazing results with people with this particular program, because it is unique. It does look like a lot of fun. And it is part of that. It's something that you would look forward to, I'd imagine, going on stage every night to do your fun and fitness workout.
Yes, it was, especially during this pandemic, because I took my classes virtually, and I still do my classes virtually. Yeah. But like that opened it to everybody around the world. I have multiple people from Australia taking, and I teach every Saturday, usually at 12 p.m. in the United States and California. But there, it's like 5 a.m. for you guys. Yeah. And so they take, I see the sunrise in their square at home. And it's been really cool to see people from all around the world come together. And through this really, we through this time, through this hard time, we came together and we danced. And they helped me just as much as showed up there for them. We all showed up together. And that is the power of dance, power of community, power of music. There's so many layers. That's why sometimes it's hard to like talk about it, because there's so many layers. It's not like I'm just going to be like, yeah, it's a fitness class. Yes, it's a fitness class, but it, I think the best way to say it is it's a creative workout experience. And especially right now with it being virtual, it is really great too. I there's some people that I know, but I've never heard their voice. Like, I know them. I've seen them week after week for years now, but I've never heard their voice, or I've heard it like a couple times because I only see them in their, I call it Broadway stage at home. So,
so from a business perspective, how did you find the tribe of people that would be drawn to this?
I think the thing is that that's number one lesson I learned is that what is that movie? I don't remember, but like, create it and they will come. Like,
Field of Dreams, isn't it?
Yes. Yep. That's the thing. I created, I followed my passion, created it. I remember the first class, I had like two people in class, but I kept putting it out there and it found its tribe. And I continue to remember to do that, not try and force it. I don't force it upon people. If you want to come, great. If you want to go do something out, great. Overall, I continue to show and show up. And it always, the right people, especially word of mouth. Word of mouth is, because when somebody has an experience, they want to share that experience with somebody else. But, you know, then there's a whole advertising thing, especially I learned that through the workout video and really trying to get it out there. But overall, I really try and create, I try to remember the why. Why do I do what I do? That's the most important thing. If I continue to do that, everything else seems to fall into place. Obviously, I still need to continue to learn to my business skills, everything else. But if I continue, why am I doing this? Okay, then that's the main focus and everything else will build from there.
Excellent, excellent. So what's next, I guess, for 5-6? So you mentioned 5-6-7 pop and 5-6-7 80s. That might be cool for an 80s kid like me.
I love the 80s. I love the 80s. And people are nostalgic now for the 90s. So I'm like, wait, what? But, you know, I really want, I know my heart is telling me that the next chapter is taking this more out into the world. Mm. You know, I started this in Los Angeles and it's been, you know, getting it fine tuned here in LA and then the pandemic and virtual classes. But it's really the next chapter is taking it out into the world. I need taking it to other people, to as many people as I can.
Yeah.
And, you know, I really want to help people understand the power and the magic of dance and obviously 5-6-7 Broadway. Then that's I've been working on some things to really take it more. I hate to say the word globally, but globally, there you go.
So you must be in a pretty good place at the moment, Joseph. You've been able to follow your dream all for most of your life. So are you any close to realizing that dream and saying where I am is where I saw myself, or is there still more of a stretch to go?
I mean, I think I'm so surprised by every return. If I follow my heart and my passion, I think that's what we've been talking about.
Yeah.
I used to say I know what I want, but it always, and then I got learned that isn't always going to happen that way. And it to be open to it changing, but continuing to listen to my heart, trying to put my best foot forward with that. But I have dreams that I know where I want to go, but I'm excited to see what the universe is going to surprise me with. I'll just say that.
Excellent. So who's been part of your inspiration in your journey? Is there anyone that you've seen as someone that's been a real positive light for your journey?
I mean, there's many people. Our teachers are what make us, especially when growing up, our teachers are like, those are so important, those people along the way. And I know for me, it always comes back to my junior high teachers. They were the ones that supported me. It was amazing to watch them inspire, you know, junior high kids to love theater. It was really, it was doing the school musical in junior high was strangely like the coolest thing. Everybody wanted to be in it. And it's because of those teachers. Yeah. Those teachers made that cool. And they put a lot of extra hard work into it and gave a lot of extra time. And I realized later, as I was talking to somebody, that they would have like a fundraiser because the school wasn't going to pay for that. So they would have a fundraiser and like things that I didn't know about to make that magic happen. So they, Miss Hall and Mr. Bechtel from junior high, they're my favorite. And I would not be sitting here if it weren't for their support, along with many other teachers. But I'm going to just say those teachers for now.
Yeah, teachers can be such a motivational, inspirational, redeeming sort of safe space as well, because they're providing that encouragement to us that maybe we're not getting in some of the other areas of our lives. And when you get encouraged, it's amazing what we can do. I'm always reminded by Dan Cathy, who was the who set up Chick-fil-A, and he calls himself the CEO, or the Chief Encouragement Officer. And then he'd say, "Who needs encouragement? And how do you know when someone needs encouragement?" Then he did a pulse check. He said, "If you've got a pulse, you need encouragement." And to me, I thought that was just such an amazingly simple way to talk about what every single human needs. Every human needs a bit of hope, and every human needs a bit of encouragement.
Definitely.
And I
Definitely.
think that that's beautiful. So when we talk about leadership, so I'm going to throw you on the spot here, and I know that you've had leaders right throughout your through your journey. But
Yeah.
tell me about what are some of the traits that you see in what you would consider great leaders? What are some of those traits that you I can identify?
Oh, that's a great question. I mean, I think some great characteristics of a leader are someone that is flexible. Flexible. Because that's the thing with that I've learned through business is that you have to be flexible. And that was a hard lesson for me to learn, actually. It was so flexible. And then, oh, that's tough. There's many different layers to it, but I mean, I think I'm gonna keep it with that. I think that's a key component is being flexible and knowing that. I know for me, it was when I was creating the workout video, and that was a huge leadership. I had to really take it up a notch. Is that mistake? I when things, I was new, so I didn't understand how to do it. I had never created a workout video. And so there was a lot of different mistakes, not even mistakes, things that happened that I should have, that I didn't know about, and I had to really say, okay, I'm okay with that. And I guess another thing is finding compassion for yourself as you are stepping up to the plate, to know that you are a leader is also, because if you continue to beat yourself up, it's just gonna you won't want to be in the leadership position as you're learning and taking care of other things, and things are gonna go wrong, and it's a matter of how you look at that and how you move from that. And I it's something that I try to keep remembering.
Yeah, great answer. What about failure? Let's talk about your relationship with failure. How has it been?
What is that exactly? With what?
Failure, you know?
Failure. Oh my God, our
Failure.
accents, our accents. The I thought you said Philia, and I was like, wait, I don't know. I'm like, is that a business thing
And I
that
thought that was your answer. So
Oh, that's perfect. See, with failure. Oh my Lanta. Yeah, there is no such thing as failure. I think that's it is if something isn't going the way it should. You think it should be. That's the perception. Oh, that's a big one. Is perception. It's the perception of it all. Like, it's really a matter of how are you going to look at the situation. I can either choose to look at it negatively, or I can choose to learn from it and look at it in a new direction. And I have to constantly work on that, my perception of things, because in New York taught me that too. Like, when you audition, if you expect just to go and audition and suddenly everything magically you're going to get that job, that is perception. You're going to continue to you think you are failing every time you audition. And so it's a matter of showing up and then doing the best you can and letting it happen. And if it suddenly doesn't go, you think it's supposed to go right, but you're actually supposed to go left, then go left and stop trying to go right. But I'm not saying I'm perfect at that, but I have for sure really learned to be okay with that, because I burned myself out when I continue to be like, I'm supposed to go right, and now this happened, and now I'm supposed to go left, but I knew I was supposed to go right. That's it's supposed to be right, and it's like the universe is like, just let go and move on.
Once again, that flexibility thing comes into it, doesn't it? So that
Definitely.
ability to, not necessarily, when you're presented with options, to be able to say, well, I always thought that way was the best way, but maybe this way could be just as good. And I think failure is just something, and it is all in our perception. Do I, bash myself up around that failure, or do I take the lessons, brush myself off, and show up for the next time? And I think the audition scene in Broadway, I'm sort of picturing that as one of those areas where you see that most markedly.
Yeah, you and it's, yeah, it's continuing to, I don't naively just show up and like, well, great. Like I do, it is putting the work in. You've got to put the work in, but also I want to be a sane person in this world. So I'm not like, I must do this and I must do that. It's really being patient and doing what the best I can and then learning. And you will, all of us know this, but like, and I'm preaching to the choir, but we only learn through those quote unquote mistakes. We only learn when we fall. We have to. That's just like, it's just like a baby. You fall, you get back up, you fall. Like, we just got to get our feet grounded and then you learn. And then, you know, even this pandemic, I had to learn all over again how to, like, I just finally figured out everything else. And then I had to teach virtual classes, which was really was stressful in the beginning. There was so much going on in the world. And then I was trying to get everything set up and Zoom and a new thing. And I was so overwhelmed. But I just remind myself to just go slow. Yeah. And I kept going, you know.
Joseph, it's been a great pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you so much for investing in today's leaders. How can people contact you or connect with you?
Yeah, if you have any questions, you can, or any questions about me or 567 Broadway, go to 567broadway.com. Again, that is 567broadway.com. And if you have any questions for me, you send me an email. There's a contact page there as well. I'm happy to answer any questions that you might have. And most importantly, I hope that you dance. Even leaders need to dance and have some fun. So go and dance because it will bring some more joy in your life.
Yeah, what's that old saying? Dance like the world's not watching. So
I always say dance like the world is what. Like, my head, I'm like, yeah, let's put, like, yeah, everybody's watching. Who cares? Yeah, you know?
That's
but thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
It's been awesome. Thank you so much, Joseph.
And now, it's time for Tony's Two Cents.
What an amazing person. And I feel so privileged to have had that conversation with Joseph. Now, there's so many things that I could choose to speak with you today on Tony's Two Cents, but the one I want to focus on is right at the end of the interview. Dance like the world is watching. You know, so many leaders fly under the radar. They stay low-key and they play small. So many leaders just fly under the radar and we play small. When Joseph said, dance like the world is watching, that is an intentional effort to shine and to showcase and be the star that you are designed to be. Stop playing small is one of the lessons that I took on just from that simple language, that simple statement that Joseph used. Stop playing small. You're bigger than that. Set the scene for the best you to shine. Chase your dream, be authentic, have passion, have energy, and be ready to shine in the spotlight. Because I know that that may seem incredibly uncomfortable for so many of you listening. But for others, maybe it's just a case that you need to give yourself permission. But when that spotlight hits on your leadership, be ready to shine. You can do this. Hey, I just want a really huge thanks to Joseph for coming on the Today's Leader podcast. And of course, his links are in the show notes. If you're looking to build better leadership skills, check out the Today's Leader website at todaysleader.com.au. We really are driving a leadership revolution to build tomorrow's best leaders today. Today's Leader is a collective, the mindset to make a difference, the ability to create an impact. Think and Grow Business hosts our Today's Leader Mastermind, Think and Grow Business, where we focus on personal, professional, and business growth. Book your free 30-minute discovery call right from the homepage at thinkandgrowbusiness.com.au. Don't forget, wherever you are standing stronger, braver, and wiser. Don't forget the golden rule. Don't be an arsehole. I'll see you all again next week. Bye for now.